Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the intrepid African explorer, inveterate womanizer, and interminable jokester, hobnobs with society as the guest of honor at a swanky soiree. But when a priceless painting is pilfered, he and the guest are swept up in a screwball search for the thief. The Williamstown Theater Festival production of Animal Crackers overflows with mirthful melodies, dynamite dancing, and, yes, seriously silly slapstick. Animal Crackers brings a new interpretation of the Marx Brothers' hit Broadway musical and classic film to the main stage, which just opened last night. The show is adapted and directed by Henry Wishcamper. The 9-person cast portrays 21 roles, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Henry Wishcamper to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It is a delight. From everything that I have heard, from everything that I have read, you have a white hot, incredible thing on your hands.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we have an amazing cast of 9 actors who do extraordinary things on the stage, and audiences seem to be responding really warmly to the show. So we're very excited about it.
Before we talk about the show specifically and your involvement and what you were looking to do, let's talk a little bit about the history. I mentioned both the Broadway show and the film. How did this project originally come about?
Well, the Marx Brothers did it on Broadway in 1928 with a cast of 68, which I believe was mainly girls. then they made the movie out of it, and the play sort of got lost to the dustbin for several decades. And it was revived by Arena Stage in the 80s and in a very successful production for them, and toured around to several regional theater across the country over, you know, the next couple of years in the 80s. And then again, it went sort of lost for a while. And I had the idea to do it in 2009 in Chicago at the Goodman Theater. And we did it there. Again, a very successful and fun production. And, you know, I felt like there was more that I wanted to do with the adaptation and with the production. So I started talking to Jenny Gersten at Williamstown about the possibility of doing it here, and it just felt like a really good fit for this theater and for this community.
What did you learn the first time around in doing it?
Well, you know, I think that we thought when we started making it that we were making a revival, and realized as we were making the show that in many ways we were making a new musical, that the idea of doing it with a 9-person cast and having them double and triple and quadruple play different parts really changed the entire structure of the play. And Ann Kaufman, who is George S. Kaufman's daughter, he wrote the book, has been really great about allowing us to sort of infuse our adaptation with the anarchic spirit of the Marx Brothers. So we've been able to sort of attack the piece as if, as we sort of imagine in some spirit the Marx Brothers did when they developed their material on the road, in terms of really learning what plays best by playing in front of an audience.
I was thinking about this, especially in reading several of the reviews, and even reading the initial upon the initial release that you were doing this production at Williamstown. There are a lot of great shows and that have had successful lives, and when they are recreated and you look to revive them, the goal is to kind of move on from the originals. You can't get away from the Marx Brothers, right? I mean, you can't really get away from that.
No, you can't. And nor do I think that you should. I mean, I think
right.
that, you know, I mean, it's the heart and soul of the piece. But I think that what we feel like it's our responsibility to do is to capture the anarchic, improvisatory, sort of spontaneous aspects of their performances, rather than mimic routines that are on celluloid on stage. The finding actors who are able to inhabit those on stage personas and to really capture the rhythms and the facial expressions and the physicality of each of those three performers was a real challenge. But then finding actors who could also live and breathe within those personas as actors was particularly challenging. And the three guys we have are fantastic, virtuosic, comedic performers who really do bring those characters to life. And yet I think people who have watched the movies over and over and over again and know the lines by heart will be surprised by how they the material plays on stage.
And I guess that is that says a lot as to why this isn't even done more than it is because of finding that level of talent to be able to pull it off.
I think that's true.
Tell us a little bit about you had people come in specifically to work on the slapstick quality.
Yeah, we have a clown director whose name is Paul Kalina.
Yep.
He's a Chicago-based clown who is part of this sort of, I call them sort of punk rock clowns called 500 Clown. And he has been working with the actors to stage, you know, you need to have very specific comedic choreography for the routines to work, but then you also need room to play sort of in the way that jazz musicians play, to riff and to deviate from the choreography. And Paul has done a really amazing job, I think, of sort of making the routines incredibly specific and precise and also giving room for improvisation and exploration.
How much of that is a tightrope? Not to say that it isn't in any traditional play or musical every single solitary night, but when something has to be so tightly done, night after night, performance after performance, does that become a challenge in and of itself, or does it almost alleviate any chance of because you are always in the moment. You can never get out of that moment because you have to be exactly where you have to be for the next thing to work.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that what you say is exactly right. I mean, we've tried to build a show that's incredibly tight and very specific and precise so that the actors can play it as loosely as possible. And, you know, I think that this cast of actors really is like a jazz ensemble where, you know, people really know when they need to be putting down the rhythm section so that someone else can have their solo and how to shift and when to shift. And one of the nice things about doing the production a second time is that we were able to put in a firm foundation much more quickly than we were when we were learning the show, so that we were able to give the cast a framework for what has been a pretty quick rehearsal process, so that they can get to a point where they can really listen to each other, but even more important in a lot of ways, listen to the audience and play with the audience, who is always an additional scene partner in any scene in the show.
Animal Crackers runs through July 14th. It's up and running on the main stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival. It's been getting wonderful reviews, and you can find out more about the production and about the schedule by going to WTFestival.org, WTFestival.org. Henry Wischkamper, I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning. I wish you all the luck in the world, and I can't wait to see the show. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks so much for having me. I hope you enjoy the show.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.